New details about what prompted the Mar-a-Lago search. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to obtain a warrant to search former President Trump's Florida home was released earlier today. Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department says portions not blacked out indicate why the government wanted to conduct the search.
Premature disclosure of the contents of this affidavit and related documents may have a significant and negative impact on the continuing investigation and may severely jeopardize its effectiveness by allowing criminal parties an opportunity to flee, destroy evidence, change patterns of behavior, and notify criminal confederates.
The redacted affidavit also provides information about the amount and type of classified information stored at the former president's Florida resort. Trump has called the search a witch hunt and criticizes the judge for allowing what he calls a break-in of his home. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today said the central bank's efforts to fight inflation will include more interest rate hikes, which will likely cause pain for Americans in the form of a weaker economy and job losses. Those comments sparking a sell-off on Wall Street, with the Dow down over 1,000 points. President Biden today said his student loan forgiveness program will not add to inflation, but will help grow the economy.
Because you got people who are, in fact, now going to be freed up to be able to go borrow money to buy a home, to be able to start businesses, to do the things that need to be done.
Some outside economists have warned of inflation risks and a significantly higher cost than the $240 billion the administration estimates the program will cost over the next 10 years. The Secret Service announcing today it's recovered $286 million in fraudulently obtained pandemic loans. That money will be returned to the Small Business Administration. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Moderna says it's suing Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech over patent infringement.
Two companies who've become household names thanks to their work on COVID-19 vaccines are now doing battle over the technology used to develop the shots. Moderna says it has filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts as well as Germany against Pfizer and BioNTech, accusing the companies of copying Moderna's inventions and, quote, continuing to use them without permission. At issue is the mRNA technology used in making the vaccine. The Washington Post reports that Moderna isn't asking for Pfizer to stop using it, but instead to protect the platform that Moderna claims it pioneered, which could be crucial in the quest for future vaccines for HIV, the flu, and other diseases. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities have begun distributing iodine tablets to residents near Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of a radiation leak. It comes amid mounting of fears that the fighting around the complex could trigger a catastrophe. An unlikely airline passenger headed through TSA in North Carolina looking to take to the skies.
Clark, a bald eagle from the World Bird Sanctuary, caught the attention of TSA agents and passengers at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. TSA Southeast took to Twitter saying Clark was giving his wings a break and flying commercial. Just like the rest of us, Clark and his handler were searched before boarding. Onlookers took to Twitter with messages like, America, heck yeah, as the eagle flapped his wings on command. Clark was flying home to St. Louis after welcoming new freshmen at High Point University. His handler says he flies between 5 and 7 times a year. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
British residents will see an 80% increase in their annual household energy bills. The UK's energy regulator are making the announcement today. It follows a record 54% annual spike in April. The British economy has the highest inflation rate among the group of seven wealthiest democracies. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.